have evened the series as we've had back-to-back beatdowns. The final today, Cleveland 11 and New York 3.
Yeah, we had one more beatdown left.
Now the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball game. Sam Hentges comes in and makes his Yankee debut at Yankee Stadium and strikes out the side. Boy, what an impressive weekend for the Indians. They get blistered 8-0 on Friday night and then take the Yankees to the woodshed 11-3 yesterday and 11-1 today.
And that's just the way we like it. Bob DiBiasio joining us to talk Indians baseball, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. We talked to Rosie on Thursday and said, you know, if you get wins over the Yankees, it makes everything all right, doesn't it?
It sure does. Good morning, gentlemen. What a fun weekend for the Tribe in New York. You know, this past Wednesday, the Tribe scored 12 in a win over the Minnesota Twins to win 2 out of 3 in that series. Then we get shut out on Friday, and then we score 22 runs over the weekend. You tell me how to figure out this offense of ours. It's pretty crazy, but the headline in the New York Post today, pretty wild. Let me pull it up real fast. It says, "Cole day in hell."
That's a tough media right there.
Well, and then the subhead is Garrett boot off mound as Bombers get pounded by Tribe. So, that's your New York Post headlines for today. And regarding the Indians-Yankees series, a lot of fun this weekend. Jose Ramirez and his family in the audience, in the stands, and obviously, wanted to perform well in front of family, and he sure did.
Sure did. He put him out in left field. I mean, he needs to get the home runs to them, right? I'm sending you a ball. Here it comes. Hit a couple of long balls for Jose. But now okay, Bob, the week has – Beatles have a song called 8 days a week, right? But we got, what, 10 games in a week? How does this –
Only nine.
All right.
Yes, only nine. We this week, 9 games in 7 days starts tonight. Tristan McKenzie will start the first game of what is a traditional doubleheader starting at 4:10. And right now to be determined for both clubs, thus in the Royals. We have won 11 of 12 this season thus far. So we'll have a doubleheader today and then take on Kansas City on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then the White Sox come in. They're already a 4-game series, but a day-night doubleheader split on Thursday, 1:10. For first game, 6:10 for game two on Thursday. So, yes, 9 games in 7 days, only 15 left on the calendar for 2021.
Well, this, of course, is our final homestand, so the more days we can have with our Indians, the better. Anything planned for this week as we sort of, say goodbye to the Indians before the Guardians take over next year?
Yes, exactly. Fan appreciation. Fireworks show on Saturday. Check it out at Indians.com. Sugar Hill Dollar Dogs, the party in the outfield pregame party, the $2 beer specials, etc. And then throughout the game, some fun giveaways and that sort of fun that we normally do on fan appreciation night. So, check it out again on Indians.com.
Bob, do you have any Guardians gear on sale yet, or when might that happen?
Yeah, that's not ready yet. Hopefully, manufacturers are able to get that sort of thing rolling before the holidays so our team shop can be ready for holiday shoppers, but we're not quite ready yet to make a definitive announcement as to what day But believe me, when that day comes, you will hear it.
Yeah. By the way, you could blame it on the supply chain. That's a good phrase to drop on anybody, and they'll understand. It's the supply chain.
Exactly.
You're right there. You're going through there. Well, we look forward to some fun final week of the homestand against the Royals and the White Sox. Again, it gets underway. We had a doubleheader today and a doubleheader later in the week on Thursday, but to look forward to that. Bob, we appreciate your time. We'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you, boys. Have a great week. Shane Bieber might be on the mound one of those games on Thursday, so that would be fun. So keep an eye on that. Have a good week, boys. Thanks. Go Tribe.
Bob DiBiase joining us talking Indians baseball here on WEOL, brought to you by your Northridge Convenience Sunoco.